Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 4A, A Thief in the House. Mama Addie was in the kitchen getting ready to make soup. When she opened the bag of vegetables, many were gone.
"Our vegetables are disappearing," she said to Sandra.
"Yes, I've noticed that too, and we have had a smaller bowls of soup lately. The girls are feeling hungry when they go to bed at night."
Neither of them said any more about it, but both were thinking the same. Someone was stealing food. But how? The kitchen was always locked when not in use. Mama Addie was worried. Metti was the most likely thief, so she stayed up at night to see if Metti got out of bed. But she never woke up once. And since she had been helping with the dishes every night, Mama Addie was sure that Metti had started to change. After dinner one evening, Mama Addie told Metti,
"You are a very good helper with the dishes. Thank you for your excellent work."
Metti said nothing. She lifted the tub of dirty dishwasher from the sink and threw it out the back door. When Mama Addie wasn't looking, she grabbed a handful of vegetables and quickly hid them under the back steps and closed the door. When she was outside hanging up the laundry to dry, she could eat her hidden vegetables if no one was watching her. Metti learned how to be a good sneak when she lived on the streets. She was proud of it, too. Tonight, however, she was not the only sneak.
"Mama Addie," whispered Felicity, "may I speak with you for a minute?"
They walked to Addie's room.
"I was outside a few minutes ago and I saw Metti toss the water out, but then I saw her throw something under the steps. After she went back inside, I crept along the house and reached under the steps. And look!"
She handed two carrots to Mama Addie.